Hi guys.
Hey everybody, this is Zara.
This is Crystal.
Welcome to People Business. How y'all doing out there?
How are you doing today, cousin?
I'm good, girl. Chilling like a villain. I am so glad my week is over. I am just chilling.
I'm exhausted. Yes, are long week. I decided to not be fat anymore.
Yeah.
And start a 6-week challenge. And I'm eating Skittles right now, so.
So what's the 6-week challenge?
It's a weight loss challenge. And I'm supposed to lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. And if I don't, they charge me.
Oh, so you registered for this? Is this at work? Or
no, this is at a gym.
Oh, okay.
So if I don't lose 22 pounds, I get charged at the end of my journey.
Oh, okay. That's motivation.
It is motivation, but I just, you don't wanna pay. I just ate Skittles.
Yeah, okay. So I need you
and not to be... And a lollipop.
Yeah, I need you not to be eating Skittles and lollipops.
Okay, because I need something to pump me up. Pump me
up. Well, you could get some, what's the powder that gets you a little amped?
I don't know. I don't do those drugs.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. Like quick start, pre-start. It's a pre-workout. That's what it's called.
I know. He told me that. One of the trainers told me to try that. But I never really do anything like that. Like those little pre-workouts and post-workouts and stuff like that. I don't like GNC. It kind of scares me in there.
It's the caffeine is like, it's a lot of caffeine.
I'd rather eat a Skittle.
Yeah. And you will not sleep for 2 days. I tried it one time and it was a bit much for me.
I used to drink Monsters all the time when I used to drive from here to Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Those 9-hour drives from Atlanta to Virginia.
Oh, that's going to get you right.
And I used to be up for 3 days. And
right.
That was not a good thing on your body.
Yeah, I like my sleep, and I don't need to be up. I'm a bit caffeine sensitive. Starbucks will hold me down for 2 days.
I haven't had Starbucks in a minute. Yeah. Speaking of Starbucks.
What?
Let's talk about this boycott.
What boycott?
Gucci.
Oh.
Prada. Burberry.
Okay.
What else? Katy Perry. I don't think they're boycotting Katy. She just took her shoes off the market. Who else is boycotting this week?
Burberry. Did we say Burberry already? That's about it, right?
I think
just
that's
just disrespecting black people.
See, I don't. The Gucci one doesn't offend me.
It
doesn't. I just think it's a sweater that you wear when you like. Don't want to do any makeup, any hair, and you like pull it up, and it's just like,
no, ma'am.
This is my lipstick. This is how cute I'm getting. I didn't get blackface vibes.
Yeah, I got blackface vibes all day. Yeah, you tripping.
I don't think.
It was definitely a half blackface situation. What is the use of a extreme turtleneck? With red around the mouth area and an opening in the mouth area. Like, what are you keeping warm?
So,
like, and why is the mouth open if you're even trying to get something? No.
Ski masks are always open. And red lipstick red lips is always significant.
No.
Look at your emojis. The emoji of lipstick is red. The lips that they have is red. The kissing one was like the imprints of the lips. Okay. It's red.
Cool. It's red.
That's the sweater personally didn't bother me.
It's black. So why is the sweater black?
We don't know if it was a white one.
No.
We don't know if it was a beige color one. We don't know. We just only saw the black one and we just assumed that, oh my God, this is like Jim Crow. This is blackface. No. I didn't get the vibe from the sweater.
It was black. It was only black. There is no other color sweater available. So the Gucci creative head said that he was inspired by, artist Leah Bowery. I guess it's a late artist, no longer living. And I looked at some of the work. It is a bit extreme, but I definitely didn't see him painted black with red lips or red extreme lips around his face.
Well, his lips are extreme.
I saw a lot of white. I saw yellow.
Well, his face was, he painted white. So is he making fun of, is he like doing some cultural appropriation in his art because he's white faced?
I mean.
He's a white man.
I mean, but he could do that because he's white.
But
And there's no history behind nobody being painted with red. That's a clown.
So it's okay for a white person to do that, to have a white face.
Yes, because there's no history attached to that.
All right, I'm gonna say this. So, you know
that you could paint your face peach. You could paint it blue, green.
No.
There's no negative history attached to that.
No. Do you remember this Pusha T and Drake battle?
Okay.
And what the image that he put out of Drake in blackface? Do you know anything about that?
No.
All right, let's see if we could pull it up to show you Drake in blackface. And Drake actually was upset and tried to get the image removed all over, but it was too late because it was already posted on social media. And he said he did it for something, a commercial or a movie that never appeared. The movie never came out.
Okay, it probably didn't come out because Drake realized that was some dumb shit to do.
But he still did it. Okay, you see it. So, but you just tell me it was okay for a white man to do white face.
The difference is blackface is attached to...
And Drake is half white. He's not 100% black. So what if his white side was creeping in? Was like, you know what, let's just be racist.
Oh my gosh, Crystal, no. I think that, okay, that's wrong. Blackface on anybody, blackface with red lips on anybody is not.
Now you want to renege. It's not the same.
The history attached to the blackface is insulting to the culture.
I get that.
So there is nothing attached to a white face, a yellow face, a green face. If you do all those different color faces, nobody's going to think twice about it.
People are going to think that you're a Ninja Turtle, a blue face. You're going to be culture appropriating the Smurfs.
That's not... Like, well, listen,
everybody is sensitive.
Well, that's a compliment because nobody was abusing the Smurfs. Okay. Nobody used the blue face for being...
The blue man group could be over here. The Smurfs should sue the blue man group.
Exactly.
The Smurfs should come and sue them because nobody was trying to do anything blue until the Smurfs came out.
Well, you think of happy thoughts when you think of stuff like that. Blue? You don't think of anything negative, anything killing, insulting black people. No, it's not good. And then, okay, so what about this Prada Burberry situation?
So the Prada one, did you see Prada was a keychain? The keychain to me was just an ugly keychain in general. They should have never came out with the keychain. But the keychain is a monkey. So are we trying to say that we look like monkeys?
I'm just trying to figure out what was the inspiration on the keychain.
But monkey.
There's no cartoon. And why is the lips extra big and red?
Because monkeys look like that.
I've never seen a monkey with red lips.
Uh-huh, baboons.
All their lips are pink.
They're big, though. But like I said, red is a... red, to me, is a color that just... That is a powerful lip color that everybody uses. It's going to be the go-to color for lips.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily say that we look like this. I don't identify as a monkey. I'm sorry. I identify as a beautiful black woman. I don't think I look like anything that's a black face that's a monkey. The Prada keychain to me was just an ugly ass keychain.
What was the inspiration? And why are we recalling if it didn't mean anything bad or it's not insulting a group of people, why do you need to recall it?
So,
and what's the inspiration? What made you, what did your creative group think of when they made that figurine? Look at this. No, ma'am.
So let me say this to you. I had a friend and she, when this happened, the Prada incident happened in like December, like right before Christmas, because it was a Christmas thing. And she told me that...
She bought it?
No. She's a black girl.
Oh, okay.
She told me...
Some black people don't care, though, but go ahead.
We're going to get into this real good about some black people don't care. Mm-hmm. Not about the caring part, but it's just certain things. So, she told me it was a black designer on the Prada, I think, PR team when they came out with the keychain. And she told them that she didn't think the keychain was a good advice. Like, she didn't think it was great for them to market that keychain. And I'm not sure if she ended up quitting her job or something. I can't remember what happened with that. But I think she left the company. And when they issued an apology, I think they offered her back her position or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about all three of the bands. Then we're going to go into the Gucci boycott. Because the Gucci and the Prada boycott. Because... Let's talk about Katy Perry first. Katy Perry shoes. Have you seen the shoes?
No, I haven't seen the shoes.
Let's pull it up. The shoe to me is just an ugly ass shoe. Again.
Okay.
And she has a black pair and a white pair, and it's just the face. So should white people be offended because the nose is pointy on the shoe?
I can't. First, okay.
Should they be offended because the nose is pointy on? It's a pointy ass nose.
Okay, some black people have pointy nose too.
Nah.
Don't they? It's like don't matter what race you are. Sometimes your nose may be a little pointy.
But okay, all right. You gotta see the shoe. The shoe to me is an ugly shoe. The shoe is ugly. It's ugly flat. I don't see who would wear it. It's like, it looks like a grandma shoe. Like, you know how grandmas are like, give me my shoes by the door. I'm about to run to the store real quick.
So why?
They're slides.
So what's the problem?
Look at them. Look at these shoes. They are in black and white. So it's not just a black pair. She has a black and a white pair. And they're both ugly as hell.
They look like...
I think anybody should be offended. It should have been her whole... She should be offended that her design team would actually think that something like that is cute.
But she had to approve it. Did she not?
It's not a black... She has a black... It's a face. It's literally a face. The eyes, the lips. Do you see it? Look at the nose on the shoe. Look at the nose. It's ugly. The shoe is ugly. Look at the nose.
Okay, so she got a black one.
They are both the same.
They're
ugly.
I don't take offense to the Katy Perry shoe for some reason.
I take offense because they're ugly. And who's going to wear these shoes? Lady Gaga?
I just feel like as a creative, I think that their inspiration is, it wasn't geared toward hate. It wasn't a race. It's not race involved.
So what about people who have like the, what do you call the eyes again? You know, when the eyes are far apart, and how Brandy's eyes are. Should Brandy be offended by these shoes because the eyes are far apart from each other?
Listen, no. They're trying. I don't know what the whole direction was for this, but I don't think I'm not getting blackface from this. I'm just not.
It's ugly.
It is ugly.
It's just an ugly shoe.
And why are the eyes blue?
Because it's for white people.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Why? If they had brown eyes...
I just don't think it's as blatant as the other... Like, as Prada and Gucci. And then this whole Burberry news situation. Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out.
That's disrespectful. That's a disrespectful thing.
And what are you trying to promote here?
I don't know.
That we should kill ourselves? Like, what? Okay. I think suicidal when I look at the news. And then I think of, you know, slaves being hung. But I think more suicidal than I do racist.
I mean, I just think it's tacky. And it's dumb.
It's not cute.
It's not a cute sweater at all.
Because people struggle from depression. And
right now, yeah.
That's a serious thing that I don't think should be, you know, advertised as fashion. Publicized, all yeah, that stuff. That's not cool.
All right, so back to Gucci, and Prada with the boycott. I understand how everybody's saying, "Oh, you're not gonna buy it or wear it for 3 months." I get it, but I would be a part of the boycott if somebody would give me back my money for the bags. I have Prada bags and I have Gucci bags. Who's going to give me back my money for it?
So you wearing your Prada and Gucci bags?
So here's the thing. Yes. Because they're mine. I worked hard for it and I paid for it.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, it's mine. And Gucci already got their money, and Prada, but actually Gucci never got their money or Prada because I got it from Saks. So Saks already got their money, and the item was already paid for. And the day after, I guess the boycott was announced, I was kind of, I guess, verbally assaulted by someone at a party I went to, and she's like, "So I'm guessing you just didn't get the memo that we're not wearing Gucci." But it was like 50 other women in there with their Gucci bags on. But she just, I guess because I'm little, she just wanted to say something to me. And I'm like, yeah, I got the memo, but it's my bag.
So she definitely approached you about
it. It's my bag. And if I want to wear my bag, I can wear my bag. It's already paid for. Unless you're going to give me back the money for my bag, then don't talk to me. I paid for it already. It's mine.
It's advertisement, okay? The boycott is for 3 months. We all just need to stand still, come together for 3 months. The only way we can show these people that we are serious.
Who are these people?
The people. Gucci people, the heads of Gucci, the heads of Prada, the heads of Burberry. But the only way we can talk about this all day long, but they're really not going to respond until they feel it in their pockets.
First of all.
And you walking around here with your Gucci bag is
I put it up. All right, it's up. It's not even visible. But my Prada bag is my everyday bag. So I've been literally walking around with a backpack that hurts my back. I got scoliosis.
Well, I need you.
Are y'all going to pay for these hospital bills because I'm avoiding my Prada bag?
I need you to get a P. Sherrod bag that is a black designer. She has amazing bags.
Okay.
Didn't you say you have a friend that designed bags?
I have a friend. And her bag, I wear her bag probably just like I wear my Prada and my Gucci.
Okay. So you need to make that your main bag.
It's suede. It's a light suede with crocodile. So then I'm going to offend the animal. What do you call those people? I'm gonna offend PETA if I wear this bag.
Oh, you doing
the most. I feel like everybody's gonna be offended about something no matter what you do. We live in a very sensitive time. Everybody is sensitive. Like, they can be like, I don't like your glasses. Your glasses remind me of the 70s. You know what happened in the 70s?
I mean, that's people. No, it's different. Crystal is different. And in order for things to change, we have to stick together.
I understand
what you're saying, that we're always going to find fault. We can find fault with every little thing.
But when it's blatant. Run me my money back for the bags. And I will not wear them ever again. Run me my money back. Give me my money back for these bags. And I will never, ever,
you
ever wear them.
You just need to put it on hold for 3 months.
But what is 3 months? That is nothing. Because guess what? In the 3 months that was quote unquote supposedly boycotting, I walked past the Gucci store in Phipps the other day, and guess who was in there? A bunch of black people.
Okay.
So they still buy it. And Floyd spent $40,000 in there. They're not missing a dime. Gucci's still gonna get their money. These designers are still going to get their money.
We need to focus on supporting black designers. That's what we need to do.
Okay, I'm all for it. I'm all for supporting the cause. I'm all for supporting black people. I'm down for my culture, my crew, whatever. But technically, I'm a Jamaican, you know?
You're black. You gotta be kidding me.
I'm playing.
So are you trying to say Jamaicans are black?
I'm playing. That's a joke, guys. Please don't send me any crazy things. No, but honest, to say this, it was a girl I went to school with. And when I lived in Illinois, and she seriously didn't think that she was black. She's like, I'm not black, I'm Jamaican. And I was like, okay, I feel you.
So is Jamaican a race?
I didn't even try to debate with her or what she was. She said, I'm not black, I'm Jamaican. And I was like, word. You don't debate. You just accept it for what it is. So I felt like I wanted to shout out to her right now.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not black, I'm Jamaican.
No, how about that one girl who said she wasn't black? Did you see her on Dr. Phil?
We're not even going to talk about that idiot. First of all, boo, you sitting there flying in that crusty piece of hair. And it's, I could smell. I could smell the pump it up from the screen.
She said black people are ugly.
And she is ugly.
And she's not black.
But
she's very much black.
She's ugly.
Full-blown. But anyway.
It don't even matter. But I'm all for it. But I feel like if everybody doesn't want to support it, and they don't want me to support it, I need my money back. It's my money, and I want it now. If I want to wear my bag, I should wear my bag. But what is 3 months? What is 3 months?
Listen.
And T.I. put the boycott out, and his son had his Gucci stuff on in the picture 2 days after.
Okay,
but
so
you're the leader of the campaign.
Well, he needs to handle that. He needs to handle his
son. Well, his son still got the picture up there on Instagram.
Well, then, okay, that's day business. The fact of the matter is,
he's leading the boycott.
We need to come together as a people and stand for something.
First of all.
And in order for us to get results, we really got to stand together and hit these people in their pockets.
Who are these people?
When money
corporations?
Listen. Black consumers are basically the leading consumers in America. I don't know if it's all over the world.
We follow the trends. We follow.
Exactly. Can make our own trends.
We don't follow the trends. We create the trends. We set the trends.
And people like Gucci and Prada steal it. And then we end up buying it when we could do it on our own. We could create this stuff on our own. Support the people who have the... Support Black people who are creating, you know, good quality things.
I do support that. But here's the thing. I support the Black business, I do. But I remember... I can't remember what happened around this time. It was something crazy that was going on. And I was like, that's it. I'm only supporting Black businesses. I'm only dealing with Black... anything that's Black. And all the people I decided to do something with, because it was my people, they all screwed me over in some way, shape, or form. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to shop at Target, I'm going to shop at Target. I don't even care anymore. If I'm going to shop here, I'm going to shop here. If I want to go to this person, I'm going to go there. Sometimes you can't. For me, I feel like sometimes you can't buy Black. And sometimes you can't. And I do have a lot of things in my closet. I said, sometimes you can't. I do have a lot of things in my closet, in my life, that are made by Black brands and Black businesses, and I love it. And those are the ones who have great customer service, great advertising. You can go on their website. You can order your thing. You can order it. You can ship it. And Instagram makes it hard for a lot of these, like startups, these new, like, you know, companies created by Black people, because they're, you can't trust it all. You can't trust half of the crap. You can go on any of these, let's give an example, like the girls that sell hair. I can be like, yeah, I want to buy some hair from you. I can give these girls my money and I can never get my hair.
Okay, you cannot
fight. No, I'm not judging. I'm saying I had to fight. Well, I can go on to whatever website before and go, bam, let me get my bundles. Boom, my bundles come. I'm no nothing.
See,
but you can go on their comment and say, like, I've been waiting for this, baby. Oh, you get it, and it's not what you ordered.
Listen. There are some businesses that are not good. They're not providing good customer services.
That's with all.
And there are some businesses that are excellent. And within the two, they are Black, white, Chinese. There is a whole bunch of people. Just like you find a bad Black business, you could find a bad white business.
I didn't
too.
Say that.
So you don't get there discouraged. You just keep on trying until you find the right one.
I remember for a long time, I went into Victoria's Secret, and I was never, like, profiled in the store. I had never had anybody, like, follow me or whatever. But this one particular time we went to MacArthur Mall in Virginia. And it was, like, maybe fairly brand new. And it was kind of like, it's kind of like they were making it a high-end mall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you see it, it's just not even the same. It's just like, what is this crap?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it had Nordstrom's, it had the Coach store. It had Black House, White Market.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Black and White store. They had all these beautiful stores in. Me and my sisters, we all walked into Victoria's Secret and, you know, having a great time. We just had dinner. We were, like, walking in. My sister wanted some bras. And my sister, when she goes into the store, you know, when sister shops, she's shopping. She's, like, not even, like,
no limitation.
Throw it in the bag. And I'm like, if she buying, I'm throwing it in the bag, too. But, so we walk into the store and nobody says anything. And a group of other girls come in beside us. They're like, hey, welcome to Victoria's Secret. Can you want a bag? Put your this. So I'm like, yo, we didn't get no bag.
So were the other girls white? Or they?
So I was like, so we walked around the whole store. And sister's like, can I get some? The bra one is not in the drawer. And she's like, well, I can't help you. And I may have had an ignorant moment. Because I was like, oh, okay, sister, what you want to do? We playing this game? And I may have knocked a couple bras and panties on the floor on my way out.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was like, I'm not shopping in here. And I never, from that moment, it took me a long time to go into any Victoria's Secret and spend my money.
So you think that was a racial thing?
I think it was, of course it was a racial thing. And I don't even like to play the race card. I don't like saying, oh, my God, because I'm Black. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, you don't like me. But you have to have a reason not to like me.
Yeah.
Not based off of what I look
just
like.
Just because you see me, you just all of a sudden don't like me.
Yeah. And so I'm the type, I'm going to be the, to write an email. I remember writing an email to Victoria's Secret and telling them about my experience in the store. And it was just like so much stuff happening. It was just like, gift cards coming in the mail. We apologize. We're so sorry. That was your experience, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, huh? I don't want to shop in your store. I don't want a gift card. A gift card doesn't make the situation better. I don't, because I'm not spending it here. And I just remember, like, I don't want this shit.
But that's a perfect example of some businesses just have really bad customer service and some businesses don't. And so you support the ones that do and the ones who trying to tell you to kiss their ass, you just don't. You know what I mean? Like the Starbucks. Okay, so when they had the whole Starbucks.
Let's talk about this.
When they had the Starbucks boycott.
Yeah. Are you going to tell the real story? Pause. She's going to lie. I can see the lies.
No, I'm not.
Guys, this is what happened. So my cousin Zara decided, she's like, every day I'm leaving work, I talk to her. If it's not her, it's my sister. And we're talking on the phone. And she's like, yeah, so Chrissy, how you feel about this this whole Starbucks boycott? I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I'm down for it. I ain't been to Starbucks. But then she's like, yeah, hold on. Let me get a venti, such as... I'm like, yo, is she pulling into the Starbucks? Or she's asking me about the boycott as she's pulling into Starbucks, into the drive-thru, ordering her freaking latte. So, but go ahead. Come on, Gucci.
My thing is this, right? Okay, these guys walk into the store and these black guys walk into the Starbucks. They're waiting to have a meeting with someone and they use the bathroom and they have an issue. The Starbucks, that particular Starbucks, calls the cops on them. It is wrong. I don't agree with it. But do I think Starbucks as a whole should be punished for that?
What?
I don't think so. Dude. That is an individual store situation. Now, if Starbucks came out with a blackface cup, or if their materials had nigger written all over it,
they don't have that nigger written on none of this stuff.
Starbucks is not training their workers to discriminate against black people.
Pause.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Starbucks hires these managers and workers, salespeople, or whatever. What do you call the coffee makers?
Baristas.
The baristas. Now, these people have different characters and different beliefs. Starbucks is not in control of all of that. Now, that particular store and that manager should definitely be punished for it.
I already told you.
And Starbucks should do something about it. But that ain't going to stop me from buying. Starbucks ain't do nothing to me.
And Gucci didn't do nothing to me.
Yes, they did. Something to the whole
Guess what? So if that's the thing, if you claim Starbucks didn't do nothing to you, then why in the hell does Starbucks have to close all their stores now for what? Diversity training.
Because
no. Why do you need to train human beings how to treat other human beings?
Because Starbucks,
you're just making coffee. You're not doing nothing special. So why do you have to close your store down for a diversity training?
It shows how big Starbucks is. They went ahead and took accountability for what happened in that particular store.
So let's just.
I mean, if I was the Starbucks manager, I would do the same thing too.
Guess what?
I would have to say something.
Let's just agree
because you're representing me.
We're gonna agree to disagree on this whole topic and move along because we're both hypocrites. We are hypocrites.
Gucci is wrong and Starbucks, I'm glad they stepped up to the plate.
We're back.
We're back in the building, people. And we are talking about R. Kelly and Jussie Smollett.
This entire episode is just full of stupidity.
Right.
We got boycotts, and now we got the two inmates.
We really wanted to talk about growing up Jamaican, but these topics are so hot, we figured we'll give you our 2 cents.
I don't even care about the Jussie thing. I feel like it's stupid. And it's just, I don't know, I don't get it. But what I do know is this. Everybody's like cracking on him for this going to Subway at 2 a.m.
He said it was Walgreens?
No.
Which one?
Them Subway tuna fish sandwiches is popping. So
oh my
gosh. I get the whole.
He was at Walgreens.
He went to tuna. That Subway tuna. You never had that tuna fish from Subway.
But he said he was at
Walgreens. Let me tell you. It's a special.
Robin Williams said he was at Walgreens. Which one he say?
Y'all go to Subway on Fridays and get the tuna special. It is the shit. Yeah, I ain't never had. I would get up at 2 a.m. for that tuna.
I'm saying, well, if he wanted more money, he should have reached out to Subway and tried to advertise for them. Because that's what I heard the incentive.
The fat girl inside of me feels like I will do anything for a sandwich at 2 a.m.
Okay.
I would risk my life for a couple sandwiches for a wrap from Publix.
But what they got to do with the whole orchestrated
that's how much I care about it. Only care about the sandwich.
No. I mean, I really think it's stupid, and I kind of feel you on, you know, not giving it much energy. But all the attention that he's bringing to himself and the reason why he brought it to himself, and then he offended so many other people in the process. He offended gay people.
Yes.
He's offended black people.
Yes.
And he's offended Democrat. He's like covered all grounds, political, races, and sexuality. Like, why? All to benefit himself? I just don't get it. And the man is making over $1 million a year.
It's not enough.
What I'm trying to figure out why.
Nobody knows why. It doesn't make any sense. Like, stuff like this, and this is why when people make claims like this, no one believes on. You're like, oh my gosh, I was profiled. I was racial profiled.
Right.
Because we have people making up claims by, you know, make this whole story just offends everybody.
Yeah.
So you're offending the gay community, which people that in the gay community, they have to fight for
yeah
a lot of shit every day.
Yeah.
So for you to make that a topic, that's not cool.
To draw attention to yourself.
I just care about the tuna. That's what I just care about. The tuna fish sandwich was, I would go out for a tuna sandwich from Subway at 2 a.m. Everything else, that I feel like everybody talking about him just gives him more attention. I think he needs to go sit down and become one with the universe and figure out exactly why he did this, why he... Why the entire situation? It doesn't make any sense. Why?
It makes no sense. I think he also gave our president a reason to continue to do the things that he does and the lies that he continues to tell. He just gave him a little ammunition to use to justify all his lies against everybody. And that's crazy. That's really crazy.
That's all I gotta say about Jesse.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with it too. I want to say I wish him well, but I really don't know what to say. Girl, but his Chicago mate, R. Kelly.
Listen, first of all, give everyone a background about you and R. Kelly.
What? Nothing happened between me and R. Kelly. What are you trying to say?
No.
Okay.
My cousin... Zara.
I was crazy.
Obsessed with R. Kelly.
Like
and you could have had a chance.
No, I'm good.
You was 12.
I'm good. Girl, when Bump and Grind came out, I don't see nothing wrong. That was my song. I was like, what, 13? Was I 13?
Prime, R. Kelly, real estate.
Yeah, pretty much. I was in love with the music, and I'm still in love with the music.
But you just talk about boycotting.
I look at it differently. No, I'm a boycott. No, I sure don't. I took all his music off. I am not supporting anything.
What about the Visions of the House? Remember the R. Kelly house that you and R. Kelly was going to live in?
No.
Tell the people. You don't know.
Now you making up stuff.
Sorry, you have an R. No. Kelly house. You was like, that's the R. Kelly house. I call it the R. Kelly house.
That's not true.
What do you call it?
You lying. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, listen.
Zara, you have a house on, what's the street with all the beautiful homes?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. So you making up stuff.
You, Zara.
No. Anyway.
You call it the R. Kelly house.
That's not true. Moving
Lies
on.
Lies and fabrication.
Moving on.
She was obsessed with R. Kelly.
When I saw, no, you lying. Crystal, why are you making up stuff?
Your lying face.
Listen.
It's very good. She was obsessed with him. She thought she was going to marry R. Kelly.
I was. But
living his home on whatever the street is here. I can't think about the street.
Yeah, I was a R. Kelly, hardcore R. Kelly fan until I saw that special.
First of all, until you saw the special, let's pause. What about the first sex tape? You were still a fan.
I didn't see the sex tape.
You heard about it.
I heard about it.
But you were still a fan.
Okay, so to be honest with y'all.
So because you didn't see it, you didn't believe.
Okay, no. For real. Okay. If I'm going to be honest, Okay. Me and Crystal are from New York, born and raised in New York City, okay? I went to school in Queens, my middle school. I'm not going to tell you what that was. But anyway, when I was in middle school, I was around some really fast girls. Half the boys in my school were drug dealers. And they all was having sex with each other.
The boys?
The boys and the girls. Oh, like, okay. No, the boys is having sex, girls having sex, people cutting school, having sex with each other. Like, I had friends who was stepping to grown men. You know what I mean? Like, these girls were fast as hell. And I was in middle school. So, how old is that? That's from... That's from, like, 11, 12 to 13. You know what I mean? And then I moved to Georgia and went to high school here. And the girls' hair were, like, super slow. So, I don't know if it was where I was from. I don't know if it's the urban areas or what. But I knew that there were some really fast young girls out there. So, when I heard about the sex tape... I just thought it was, you know, some fast girls stepping to him and he didn't know their age or, you know, whatever the case may be.
That girl.
That's how I felt about it. I wasn't for sure, but I'm just like, But when I saw that special and everybody was telling their different stories and the way that he brainwashed these girls.
You can't and brainwash he somebody abused who doesn't them. Want to be brainwashed. Let me tell you something. Those girls... They were fast, yes, but you got to think of the word power. Most girls, especially like you said, when growing up, it's the power. It's the person that can take you into a store and buy you something versus the person that can take you to the corner store and say you can get some candy. They were beyond candy. They wanted the lifestyle that he was willing to offer them.
Right.
And that's why he chose certain girls. He chose the women and the girls who didn't come from good families. Their parents were hungry just like they were, so they were willing to do anything to get their children to stardom. You know what I mean? That's not the blame either, but I was young. I was in Chicago when the allegations came out of the first sex tape, the Golden Showers. And
too much.
My friends had the tape, and I was appalled. I'm like... Like, we're college students. Like, why y'all watching this? Like, they like, this is R. Kelly.
I didn't see the tape.
I couldn't even wait. He peed on her. And I'm like,
listen. I heard about it. That's gross.
I didn't even see it. But I remember, like, damn. And I remember being in there. Around, like, in college. And everybody's like, be careful. You know, they out here looking for young girls. And they don't want me. My mouth is too reckless. I didn't even watch the special.
Oh, the special done it for me.
I couldn't watch that.
See, because I know as a teenager, when you're developing as a young girl, you are just impressionable. Everybody's searching for love. Everybody's trying to belong somewhere. Everybody's trying to date, you know. And so for him to take advantage of them girls developing.
Not just girls. These are grown women also.
Grown women. I think some of the women were a little insecure.
That's what I'm saying. Needy, insecure to have somebody. I wish somebody would tell me that I can only use the bathroom and a bucket. Okay, and guess what? You will come in and it'll be shit and piss all over your furniture because you're not going to tell me I can use the bathroom. And then it's going to have to be a fight because then that's just how I am. You can't tell me what to do.
That's probably
why marriage didn't work for me. I am not a submissive type of person. I'm not submitting myself to anybody. I'm just too headstrong. I can't do it.
There's boundaries, though. There's
lots of boundaries.
There's certain things that you just don't do, and there's certain things that you know you should know is wrong. I'm not going to pee in a bucket when there's a bathroom right down the hall.
A new sex tape, and that's how he got indicted now. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah. It was a new tape that was dropped. They said the tape came out, I think, last week.
Oh, okay. Well, he about to go to jail. I think he definitely deserves it. I think he was running a cult situation. And
but here's the thing.
I'm on an R. Kelly boycott for life.
He was a victim.
Okay, well, then say that.
No, I'm not. And it's just not me. Let me step it back.
Okay.
He was a victim of the same thing. And most of the time, people who are victims, they only know how to reciprocate. They only want, he keeps the cycle going.
Gotcha.
Instead of him going to get help, him and his brothers, I think they said it was a woman in their family that did that to them.
Yeah, so hurt people, hurt people. Instead of him,
yeah, hurt people, hurt people. Mm-hmm. But he should have, but then, you know, like a thing with black families, most of the time, I wouldn't even say black families. Let me stop right there. Most of the time when you're growing up and you tell your parents something happens to you, some parents would be like, okay, well, don't worry about it. You'll be okay. But that shit really affects you. It can really hurt you. I remember a situation where somebody had tried to try me
mm-hmm.
when I was young. And I was not having it. And this person that tried to try me is still within, not on my mom's side of the family. It's like my dad's side of the family. He's not really a family member. He was like married into the family. But he tried to do that whole like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. And if you want to call, because I had the body of a grown woman at 12.
Mm-hmm.
I had boobs. I was a freaking 34B cup as a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And just having that body, I was very like, I always covered up. I wore baggy clothes and everything because I didn't want anybody to, you know.
You didn't
want to
draw no attention
to
yourself.
Yeah, I didn't want any attention for my body because I didn't want, you know, people to just be, assume things about me. And I remember this was the first time I ever wore leggings and had this outfit I just got for Christmas. And I went to my dad's house for Christmas and he just like, oh, you're so grown up and you're so beautiful now. And I was just like, and it made me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember calling my mom and I said, I want to come home. And she was like, okay. And my dad was very upset that I left his house to go eat dinner. Like, we were at the table getting dinner, about to eat dinner. We blessed the table, everything. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to call my mom. And I was like, I want to come home. And when he had to bring me home, he was so upset. But I never told him why, but I told my mom.
See, the thing is, I think we all have this voice inside of us that lets us know when stuff is not right.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't move on it. You know what I mean? If the shit ain't right, it's not right. Get the hell on.
No, and that's why I'm protective of my daughter. And
I'm
so
very
strong.
Protective of my kids.
She's so strong at 9. You can't even. I'd be like, don't let nobody touch you here. Don't let anybody say nothing.
Yeah.
And I get so offended when we're out and there's like grown ass men that comes up, oh, she's beautiful. Sir, please back the fuck up.
Yeah, back up.
Please.
Yep.
Do not tell me nothing about my child being beautiful. Don't approach me. No, leave us alone. I find that uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take time out of your day to walk up to us and tell me how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
I know she's beautiful, but we don't need your opinion. Thank you. And that's why I try my hardest. Like, you know, I post her on social media, but my settings is based for certain people. Not everybody can see what I post on Facebook. I keep it my unit small because there's a lot of pervs out here in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And R. Kelly is a major one to me.
I think he needs to get help. I think
it's beyond help right now. He's beyond help.
If he admits, because the fact that he's denying all of this and trying to make it seem like he hasn't done anything wrong is a huge problem.
The man's name was Pied Piper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely look at the music differently
Pied
now.
Pied Piper.
The meaning
the,
of it
the
all.
The singer of children. You walking around just... you.
Yeah. You wooing the kids.
You want the little girls. You mm-hmm. are known. Like, and I think he is beyond help at all to me. I feel like he's beyond help. This is who he is. He's never going to admit it. When you have a strong personality and you're used to getting yes, 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 you're never going to admit that you were wrong. He will take this to the grave. I'm trying to tell y'all. It's not going to be... It's never going to be him saying I was wrong. And that's the same thing with Michael Jackson. I don't even know if Michael did what he did. There wasn't as much proof to Michael as it was to R. Kelly. Even though a lot of people came out and said, well, he touched me in my penis. He did this. He did that.
I think that was all money motivated. I don't believe Michael Jackson did that to any of those children. But it was a bit weird that he was hanging around children
all the time. Yeah. I don't think it's safe for any grown man if it's not, you know.
If it's not your kid, you don't need to be kicking it
with them.
You're
not raised
with
them. You'd be hanging around with kids. Okay, so like, have you seen, I have not watched it yet, but everybody keeps telling me to watch it.
What?
Abducted in Plain Sight. Have you watched it?
No.
We're going to watch that. We're going to make it our business to watch that. It's about, I remember seeing the story on Dateline.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I think I saw a little bit of it. The neighbor abducted the little girl. He was in
love
with her. Oh.
And you know why he was able to do it?
Because he was friends with the family.
Not more than friends. He was sleeping with the mom and the dad.
What?
But that's I remember bits and pieces of it. So we just have
that is some dysfunctional shit right there.
Predators love when they can have when they can tear you apart from your family.
Girl, I'm about to watch that tonight.
So that's our thing for tonight.
Anyway, R. Kelly should be punished. Whatever that's where he gets. Music.
That shit to it. Bun R. Kelly.
Oh my gosh. So I want to give a special, I don't even know if I should say shout out, but I am really saddened that T.I. and his family lost his sister. And I send my condolences to them, the Harris family. And I'm sorry they lost their
That's hard to lose a sister. Yeah.
It is. And the way it happened, well, it was like sisters, all of a sudden. They ain't died,
but I've lost them.
And so it's really sad. It's just, it really touched me. I didn't know her, but I know she played a major role in the family. Yeah, so that's sad.
I seen her in Publix one time. With the baby. She would always be in there with the little baby.
Aww.
And she was just so loving. She was like a loving person. Yeah. But like a sister I would love.
Yeah.
I got some ratchet sisters, so. We're back again.
Hey, y'all.
So we're about to close out, but of course we had to give you guys our Jamaican word of the week and our products of the week. So you want to do the word or the products first?
We can do the word.
All right, you ready?
You ready?
It's Kuya! We have no idea what Kuya means. Yes, we do, but it's just...
Kuya means look here, like, look at this.
Look at this.
Can you believe this? Like, look what?
Kuya. Yeah.
Look at this.
Watch our shoes.
Kuya, watch our. Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah, well, Jamaicans are very judgmental people.
Yes. So it's really like a sarcastic type of look at you. Look at that. Yeah, that type of thing. It's spelled COO. Y-A-H. Kuya! Watch the frock.
Yes, watch the shoes. Watch our ear. Kuya.
Kuya. Where y'all go?
On our shoes.
All right. That's our word.
We love our Jamaican words. I love our culture.
Me too. I do too.
I feel like Jamaican people are like the best people in the world.
And funny.
Comedians. Quote me on that.
Yeah. And so I guess we don't have no news of the week because
the whole thing was news.
Our whole segment was about news. So I'm gonna tell you guys my product of the week is something kind of basic, but when my ponytails are not acting right, I use Eco Argan Oil. Is it Moroccan Argan Oil styling gel? Now I use this on my natural hair when I want to slick it back real quick. I blow dry my hair first from its natural state, and then I apply my Argan Oil Eco Styling Gel, and it holds it down really nice. It gives me a nice shine. It doesn't flake, and it just slicks it really good for me. And once I tie it down, wake up the next morning or later on, it's nice and in place without any flakes and a nice shine. Eco Styling Gel, Moroccan Argan Oil.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try that. I'm not big on gel. I like the old school brown gel, pro style, slap it up with the brown flakes. I don't feel right as I have brown flakes.
No, pro con is it pro con and pro what and pro? That's the original.
They got they still got them in the store.
That's that ride or die.
Ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Hair gel. all right, so my product of the week, the dough week. My product of the week is Elastin Retinol 0.25. I love this retinol. Like, I use it. It's so gentle. It's, like, the most gentle retinol I ever experienced. I can use it on my daughter. If she comes in with, like, a little breakout, I can, like, put some on her, and I know I don't have to worry about any side effects from her. But it is the bomb. It smooths the texture. It calms sensitive skin. It doesn't have that flaky effect like all retinols do. You know how retinols have that? I don't know if you tried a retinol yet.
No, I haven't.
So, most... I need to get you on a retinol. Most retinols are kind of... have that irritating vibe where your skin can, like, peel for, like, 3 to 4 days using it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm always kind of hesitant in using a retinol on a daily basis. I can use it for, maybe, like, two to three times a week.
Mm.
But this particular one, I can use daily. I can spot treat with it. I can use it on Taylor.
And it won't peel your skin.
No,
like,
I don't have any peeling. It's like real smoothing. And if I have, like, something pop up real quick on the surface, I could just, put something in, and by the next day, it'll be gone. Now, I can't promise that for y'all. I just know that's how it works. It works for me and my daughter that way, you know? But that's my product of the week. It's Elastin Retinol 0.25, and that is it. And
that's it, guys.
Great week. We rolling out.
Yes.
Have some curry going on us, you know?
Not on us. Y'all can have it on Crystal.
I don't eat meat, but I eat curry goat.
Yes.
All right. Enjoy your life, guys.
Bye.
Deuces.